At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Neil Warnock. We're going to look at the European qualifiers and some big games. Dare I start with England, San Marino?
Oh, if you have to. But let's finish it within about 30 seconds because I'd rather, you know, it's like Bromley playing Man United, isn't it?
Yes.
What is he going to learn out of that?
No.
Will he play some of the he could play a complete reserve team, Alan, and they'll probably get more goals than the proper first team.
Shelby in, the Ox in, Shaw back in, who else? Vardy in as well. So
yeah.
Should he play them and give
all
them
another
chance?
Every one of them, yeah. And Shelby deserves his opportunity, you know. He's changed completely. He's worked. I read about what he did in the summer with his personal trainer. I've watched him play. What I love about him, Alan, is the first thing in his mind is a forward pass.
Mm.
You know, how many players do we see in the Premier League now want to side pass it back, get it back, keep possession? Not him. His first thought is, can I get Gomez through? Can I get, you know, Sigurdsson? He's always looking at the wide players. You know, I think he deserves it.
Well, England are going to be there. We know that. And we'll probably be down in France as well. Let's have a look at Wales. Cyprus, again, it's a game. Wales had a great result in Israel away from home, so they can go to Cyprus and beat them. It won't be straightforward. It won't be easy. But the type of mood in the Welsh camp at the moment, I think Coleman's done a great job.
He has. It's just a kind of slippery slope, I think, Cyprus. The Welsh players, you know, they've been doing so well against teams not fancied.
They'll be nice and warm.
Yeah, and they come against this team who have done quite well at home.
Swimming pool in the hotel.
The pitch is bumpy and rock hard, and one or two of the challenges will be going in. It's not an easy game, that. And I'll be delighted if they come away with a win there, because I think everybody really wants Wales to qualify.
Absolutely. Now, Georgia again. Scotland. Charlie Adam, I was with Charlie a few weeks ago and we're talking about the Scotland game. Fun enough, Charlie's not in this squad. Of course, sent off for the weekend. But Charlie says, no, we have to win this. This is not, let's go and get a point.
No.
We have to win this, and then we'll get Germany home, Poland home. And incidentally, Germany play Poland, and they could do as a big result.
They could, and I think that's why this is such an important game. I mean, on paper, it looks straightforward, but, you know, you're Scottish, pal. I remember all my lifetime Scotland coming unstuck against the Minnows.
Mm.
You know, they seem to raise the game against the top clubs and then all other countries. But
I don't kid myself, this won't be easy.
No, but if they do win, they're quite capable of beating Poland at home.
Yes.
And that could get them into the, you know, into
the. Oh, if we beat Georgia, I think even if Germany beat us, if Germany beat Poland this weekend and then we beat Poland, I think we're there anyway.
I do. So
unless the Republic can do something. But I just think we took 4 points off the Republic.
Yeah.
Beat them in Glasgow 1-0. It was tight. Got one thing about Gordon's side going to Georgia, I think Gordon has got us. I think he's got a system that we're not easy to beat now.
Yeah, everybody knows what everybody's doing. I watched the game up in the Republic game up in Scotland. Fantastic atmosphere, and you know, they wondered why. Yeah, they wondered why
they went to Celtic Park.
Well, you know, I had to
in disguise, hat on.
And I'm no bias, you know, Alan. I just happen to.
You're a Ranger supporter.
I'm not
you
a
don't
Ranger.
Have to. Oh, for God's sake!
You keep saying that, but that's. Not, I'm not going to get the job then at Celtic, am I?
No, you won't.
Okay, right. So, what?
Well, if you did, I think we'd still be in Europe.
What I did see is that they quite capable on the day of beating anybody, Scotland. But they're organised. They've just got to get that goal. And believe it or not, the player who's impressed me more for Scotland is the kid Naismith. Mm. And he's not getting a game at the moment.
No, he's busy, isn't he?
He's busy. Always. And against somebody like Cyprus, I think he's just the type. Sorry, Georgia. He's just the type of player.
Because they'll be niggly. And he can be niggly as well, Naismith.
He can.
I watched him come on for Everton.
He changed it, didn't he?
And he did. And he was putting himself about. And you're right. And Gordon will understand that. He'll know that.
And I like Anya, the kid from Watford. I think he's
got some
pace. And these players, they're not big-time Charlies, so no disrespect to Georgia, but they're the type of players you need in a game like that, because it's not, you know, everybody can lift the game against Germany. But it's going to be the Georgia game that gets you there.
Tell me, just before I go on to the Republic, just one thing we did smooth over, Roy Hodgson. Roy, he's been in, how can I say this? I like Roy, he's a football man, but he's been incredibly lucky with his groups and draws, hasn't he?
I mean, you need a bit of luck. I mean, I've always thought of Roy as a manager that plays his teams not to get beat rather than to play his team to go and win a game. That's how I look at Roy. But, you know, he's got results. The draws have been good to him. But it's not qualifying for England. No. Well, England's straightforward every time.
Semi-final.
It's when the pressure's on and players have to perform, manager has to perform.
Getting to a quarter, winning a big game, yeah. Getting a semi.
But you just can't see it. I can't see it. Even now, I can't see it. So, I mean, you know,
was this not the ideal opportunity? Sorry to jump around, but the San Marino game, maybe a new system with younger players in.
Well, I don't think it bothers as a manager, I don't think it bothers what system you play against San Marino. I don't think you can learn anything about San Marino. So I think you could play 1-1-9 and get a result against San Marino. And it's a matter of turning up for 90 minutes to get the points and moving on, because I don't see how you can learn anything. There's nobody in the San Marino side.
The Swiss game afterwards would be harder.
Yes, definitely. And then that would be more interesting in what he can play. And tactically, he might want to change something tactically or try somewhere else, you know, somebody in a
different... So forget San Marino, write it off plan for Switzerland.
Write it off completely. It's going to be how many they get into it against San Marino. The odds will be...
Great chance for the likes of, if you're playing up front, if you're Rooney, for your goal record. Yeah. What a chance. You know, I only get 13 games for Scotland, but we didn't play any dummies like that.
I know.
That.
I mean, Rooney's going to say, I don't want to be left out, Gaffer. I want to play every game.
Sorry, my producer's from Northern Ireland.
He's going to say that, isn't he? I don't want to be left out. I want to play every game. I'm captain of my country. But deep down, he knows. Got a great chance of getting three or four games.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Republic of Ireland, Martin O'Neill, Roy Keane there. Bitterly disappointed they didn't beat Scotland in Dublin. So they're up against it. They have to let Scotland fail.
They do, Alan. But, you know, Gibraltar away, Georgia at home.
Yeah.
Now, if they get 6 points, they're right back in it again.
No, they will.
And so, you know, you're talking about everything coming down again, aren't you? Yeah. Right to the end.
No, they're not out of it, absolutely. Because, as you say, we've got a banana skin. If we don't, let's say we draw with Georgia,
yeah.
Germany beat us, then we've got to beat Poland.
And it's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to beat Poland.
Yeah, I know.
And Poland at the moment, I think, are top of the group, aren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, Republic will be just, you know, thinking, you know, we're under the radar. Nobody's given us a chance now. But all of a sudden, you play two games and it all changes.
Yeah. Northern Ireland, they go to the Faroe Islands. God, I went there once. I think I was working for the BBC and I was co-commentator. And the local delicacy, they took us out to this nice restaurant, was puffin. That poor little bird. It baked in a pie. Puffin pie. No chance.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, you're on the limb out there, aren't you?
By the way, it's the scariest descent I've ever had in my life. You're in the Atlantic and suddenly there's a bit of green down there and all of a sudden it was like a German Stuka. Down you went. It was like, hold on your seats.
You have to eat what you can then, don't you? There.
So good luck to the Irish boys going there. But
I remember, just before you go off that, I remember Lauren DiGiaffo telling me, I fancied Aberdeen once and he said to me, Gaffer, he said, it's the coldest place in the world. I said, what do you mean? He said, the seagulls do not land in Aberdeen, Gafford. He said, because they can't take off again.
It snows in May sometimes then. It does. He's not joking. He's right.
So the Faroe Islands, I mean, hey, be fair, they got Raniera, the sack, didn't they? They beat Greece 1-0, didn't they? I mean, I don't know how they beat Greece 1-0, but...
Again, I'll tell you now, the pitch, right?
Yeah.
It's on a cliff top. And I was watching the game, and as I say, it was either Rangers, no, it was Scotland, but Rangers played out there as well, but this was Scotland. And I kid you not, the jocks, they were turning up in rowing boats. There was a fjord to the left, and it was the top of this cliff, and you could see them rowing over in boats and stuff, not from Scotland, of course, because the Aberdeen ferry came in, I think it took 17 hours, and there wouldn't have been a drop of alcohol left in that boat.
No.
You could have seen these jocks getting off the boat. And then all of a sudden, I looked up, and went, whoa, it was that scene from Braveheart. Four riders came up at the top of the cliff, looked down for about 2 minutes, weren't impressed, and off they went.
Aye.
It's a real strange place. So the Irish boys are going to have to roll their sleeves up.
They are, but...
And combat the weather, the opposition, the pitch is terrible. So they win, but it won't be 6-0.
No, but they've done well. They've got to go through, they've got to get through this game. And I think it's only a couple of years ago they struggled to beat them. I think they've got to get the points on, and because they've done brilliant, let's be fair. Northern Ireland with the squad. Have they got a Premier League player in the squad? I can't think of one.
Is the boy from Southampton not playing? Oh, Davis, is he still there?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
we should know that. He played for Rangers.
He's done well, though. I'm not a Rangers fan.
What team do you see most in Scotland?
I see Rangers most.
Yes, thank you.
But I have a brick in the wall at Morton. Morton. My family have bricks. Yeah, bricks in the wall with our names on. We support the local team.
Gurrock and Greenock away down there.
Pal, aren't we? But you could get me that job, Alan. I don't mind having the grease job.
Would you?
If it's not filled with the granny.
It was up for grabs a while ago, the Japanese job. And by the way, that pays a fortune.
I'm not surprised, but I do it for the love, Alan.
But if we get... Look, so let's say England are there, Wales should be there, Scotland are the pub, and maybe Northern Ireland. Can you imagine? It'd be fantastic.
Oh, it would be
in France.
It would
the supporters, the colour.
You know, for people like Gareth Bale at Wales, Northern Ireland in general, the fans, Northern Ireland, for those to get to the finals, it would be like winning the pools for them, wouldn't it? Because, you know, if you think of Georgie Best...
Did Ryan make a final?
Never met a final, did they?
No.
And like Bale's, he does. I mean, you can't say he's ever not tried a leg for Wales, can you?
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's tried. I mean, I watch him against Wales. I'm jumping up and down, and I'm English.
Yeah.
You know, I used to watch Joe Ledley, you know, and they were playing 3 days after for me at Palace, and they were internationals. I'm watching the tackles flying in. So, all credit to them. I just hope they all come away. A little bit of luck this weekend.
Yeah.
And then the only doubt will be Scotland or the Republic.
Yeah. You know, Georgia have got 3 points so far. They played 6, 3 points. So I think we really got to go there with a different mind state.
I agree with you.
Come on, let's start well. We get our nose in front. We don't concede.
Gordon, he's not daft. He's been around, hasn't he? I'll be very surprised if they start slow, because I think that's why your Anya's come into that. Anya Naismith. I think we've got to niggle at them and get at them and close them down. And Stuart McCall and Mark McGee, I think they'll all be doing the bit this week to make sure they're up for it.
Yeah, there'll be two great games at Hampden coming up. I remember watching Scotland beat Czechoslovakia 1 year to qualify, and it was like a World Cup final. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, we come so close, but this time we've done it.
The atmosphere
we beat
is,
them.
Is
it
good,
was
isn't it?
Magnificent.
It is.
Although Hampden's tiny in size now, Tim, and I watched. So that Poland-Germany game, both at Hampden, both at home, will be absolute crackers. But Poland, we shouldn't underestimate. They're a decent side. You know, Lewandowski, for instance, up front, you give him half a sniff, it's in the back of the net. So they top the group by 1 point at the moment.
The crowd can make a difference, can't they?
They can.
Like you say, the Scots, when they get in. My favourite as a kid, Alan, well, not just as a kid, right through my career, my favourite game used to be England-Scotland. Mm. And at Wembley, I once went in there with a friend, and I'd only got tickets for the Scottish end. Mm. And I went in there, and I said to my friend, don't open your mouth, don't talk, because they'll think we're Scottish, you know, we're in here. And there was a guy with a big overcoat on that side of him, 6'6", and he sort of elbowed me in the guts and said, "Aye, son, how are you?" I said, "Oh, all right, thank you." He said, and he opened his overcoat, and there was gin, vodka, Guinness, beer, every pocket had it. It was a bar inside an overcoat. I'd never seen all
well,
like
Neil,
it.
In those days, Wembley.
You've got one of them, haven't you, Alan?
No. In those days, they'd get on the coach or the train home and start collecting for 2 years' time. It was called the Wembley Club.
It really is.
Gordon McQueen tells a great story. Remember, Scotland won, and they come on and broke the crossbar and all that.
Yeah.
He says, as we lined up to come out, as soon as you got near the pitch coming up the tunnel, you could just smell the booze.
Yeah.
He said there was just booze everywhere. He said it was unbelievable. Yeah. But the atmosphere was fantastic. People at McAleog, people like that would have played Ronnie Simpson in goal.
You've got to get them games back on the calendar.
I know, they're great. And I think the English players like them as well.
Yeah, I do.
The FA might not, but the English players love them.
Yeah.
I remember under-21s, I played against Terry Butcher, Russell Osman, who were my teammates at the time. Sellout. I think it was, where was the first game? We played Pittodrie, and I think we played at Coventry or somewhere. It was total, Aberdeen, Pittodrie, sellout, 3,000 locked out.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a game. I think they beat us 1-0 and 0-0. Mm. Gary Bailey was in goal. You know, it was a ding dong. Everyone in that Scottish team, I think they all played in England. There might have been one Celtic player, maybe.
Well, I'm glad Scotland. I think Scottish football's on the up a little bit, Alan. Now, me, I don't think it's just Celtic. You know, I think Aberdeen have done really well.
Yeah, Celtic go out of Europe again in Malmo.
I know.
Neil, I kid you not. As soon as the draw was made, I looked at who we could get. And I went, oh, no. I knew it'd be difficult.
I remember you saying.
But we blew it at Parkhead. You know, we should have blown them away at Parkhead. Last minute goal. Set pieces couldn't defend. No. And that's it just brings us back, you know, to what we're talking about the last few days about transfers. Virgil van Dijk, don't you Saints? Can he defend? Is he a defender or is he a ball-playing centre-back?
He's a ball-playing centre-off. But you've got to really give him credit. I don't think there's many better around to have that sort of gamble. He's confident. I mean, Jose Fonte was with me at Palace. If you'd have told me he would have played like he has the last few years,
well, I'd have taken him before Lovren.
I know.
If I'm being honest, if I was buying a centre-back for Liverpool, I'd have gone for Fonte.
When he was with me, there was an accident waiting.
Is that right?
But he's eliminated.
Couldn't trap a bag of cement.
No, he'd let it go or something, and a player had come in. There was always something you'd think, as a manager, you were a little bit. But I've got to take my hat off. He's been brilliant at Southampton and now. So I think Van Dijk will be a good signing for him, I do. And Celtic got to let him go out now.
Just a quickie, is the Premier League over already? 4 games played. Are City the champions? Or can Chelsea come back?
I think Chelsea will come back. But I just sense something not right at the moment there. And I know that's confidence, isn't it, as well? That confidence breeds it.
Well, they went trips, didn't they, around the world?
But they did 30 days. I mean, pre-season, they come back one day before. All the players have played all summer, you know. It's preparation so important. Man City looked as fresh as it, didn't they? The first 5 minutes of the first game, they looked fresh. And then you look at the rest.
But then you look at Arsenal, who looked brilliant pre-season, and stuttered at the start. West Ham going to the Emirates and beating them. Since then, they've gone, of course, to Anfield. But Arsenal have been a little bit disappointing, and yet they look brilliant.
And they threw, I mean, really, Arsenal would have expected after that pre-season, because they played decent teams.
Yes.
To start like. But once again, until they improve the squad in certain areas, how many years have we said they need a goalie? They've solved that, thank goodness. But one goal is not going to change a
centre forward or centre half.
They need a centre half and a centre forward.
Correct.
And they've needed it for years, not just this year, last year. They've needed it for 8 years, haven't they? They needed a goalie for 10 years.
So it's a two-horse race, City and Chelsea.
It is, yeah.
I agree. Neil, pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Audioboom.